Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Hallelujah. No sad tale here. We believe in victory. Pastor George is with us again to share some great word with us. We are the untouchables.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
By any bad thing.
That's right.
We're redeemed.
In the Word of God, we are. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. We live in God's circle of blessing. Oh, the 91st Psalm is ours, and no matter what is going on around us, we live continually in a place of God's protection.
Yes, amen.
His protective covering is over us all the time.
That's right.
You know, as I'm saying this right now, this is the way we believe. According to the Word, this is where we take our stand. This is what we believe. And over the last 2 weeks, Gloria, we've been looking at all kinds of scriptures about our covenant of protection that we have with God. And in the last couple of days, we've been focusing in on the how-tos. How do you walk in God's protection? And we talked a couple of days ago about building an ark.
Yes.
And how Noah built his ark and how we build an ark.
Yes, we do.
An ark that lifts us up and over the destruction that's around us, keeps us in a place of protection, and helps us to help others, helps us to keep others in a place of that protection as well.
Right.
We have to teach these things, especially in this day and in this hour. I have an article that I was reading the other day. It was on CBN News, and it was talking about ISIS cells in the United States and what they're wanting to do and that they're plotting to do. And we have to just stay in that place of God's divine protection.
That's right. That's
whether it's here or in Israel, the Middle East, wherever it is we go, flying on an airplane, we must take up that place of our protection. And we do that by abiding in the Word. We do that by being doers of the Word. We do that by declaring the Word of God, keeping it before our eyes all the time. We do it by releasing the angels.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I so enjoyed that with you yesterday, talking about the angels and the ministering spirits that God has given to us to protect us.
Yeah.
Gloria, we've been talking about this off and on these 2 weeks about not walking in fear. That's a center point of having us walk in that protection with God.
Well, think about it this way. There's fear and there's faith.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot walk in both of them at the same time.
That's right.
So if you're walking in fear, you're not walking in faith.
That's right.
If you're walking in faith, you're not walking in fear. And you have to be careful in a test and a trial that you don't get sucked in to the...
Yeah.
You could be watching things of fear on the television news all the time.
Right.
And maybe the economy, maybe there's a plague, whatever it is, flu season. But you can't deviate and go over that way. We're going to have to stay in our faith.
That's right.
And, you know, you have to talk. If you're going to watch TV, if you're going to watch the news and watch television, you have to talk back to it. You have to say, we're not having that.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, well, you know, there's 10,000 people in Tarrant County that have the flu.
You say,
we're not having that.
Yep.
I mean, you have to respond.
You
if
do
you're
going
to see bad news, you have to respond to it.
One of the ways that Terry and I respond to that, if we see something on television, we say there's an awakening for that. There's a move of God for that city.
Good.
There's a move of God and an outpouring of the Holy Spirit for that place
That's
in Jesus'
right.
name.
Amen.
Well, you have to talk to it.
That's right.
You have to respond to it.
You don't have to watch it, but you do have to talk to it.
You do have to talk to it. If it happens to come across your TV,
well,
you deal with it.
But I talk back to it.
Yes,
say,
ma'am.
No, we're not having that.
Yes. And we cannot fear.
Mm-mm. No.
Fear must be completely out of our vocabulary. It must completely be out of our lives, that we absolutely refuse to fear about anything.
You can't be in fear and faith at the same
time. Can't be in fear and faith at the same time.
If you're going to be in a safe place, you have to be in faith.
Yep.
No matter what you hear, what you see.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Well, Gloria, all of these outlines that we have that we're going through,
these are valuable.
They're available on kcm.org for you right now. You can go there, download them. We've had so many downloaded since we started doing broadcasts together in 2010. Over 500,000 have been downloaded. Yes.
Praise God.
And we're pushing about 550,000 right now of our outlines that have been downloaded. So you take them and you study them.
And you know
God
what? I want
them.
People to send us testimonies.
We need your testimonies. We want to know what God is doing for you. Tell us what miraculous things of protection that He's doing for you.
What a blessing that would be.
Let us know about that. We'll share it
we'll
on the broadcast. And then also I wanted to remind you all that tomorrow on the broadcast, Sister Glory and I will be receiving communion together. And we will be taking communion over our protection.
Yes,
over
amen.
The protection of our lives, our families, our nation, over each other. And we do that when we come to the communion table and we remember everything that Jesus has done
amen.
For us.
Amen.
He
be
is our deliverer.
Be good to gather your family around if possible and take communion with the family.
I think
tomorrow.
that's a good thing to do.
Glory to God.
And so on this broadcast today, let's take a look at our notes, Glory, and we'll go down through these together. But we're just going to talk about, well, the title of this is No Fear Here. No fear.
Amen.
No fear. And we find out when we look at Job 3:25, fear opens the door to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And in the New Living Translation, Gloria, that says, what I always feared has happened to me. What
surprise,
I dreaded.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. What I dreaded, it's come true.
Boy, that tells you something.
And look at the difference here between faith and fear.
And that's not unusual. That's just the way it works.
Right.
Fear brings bad things on you. Faith puts bad things from you, Glory to God.
Oh, say that again. Fear puts
bad things on you. Faith puts bad things from you. I've never said that before.
Gloria, we got it. We got it. That's a gloryism that we're going to keep.
It's true, though.
It is. It
we
is.
We can't afford to be in fear. If
no,
you
we
say,
can't.
Well, I've been afraid all my life. If mm-hmm. you've had a trouble, if you've had trouble with fear, then your only answer is to get in the Word, to listen to the CDs, to listen to the ministry tapes and people preaching that preach you the truth, and get it out. Fear has to be driven out.
It
Some people are raised in fear.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I really didn't come from a particularly godly home, but I don't think they were very fearful either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I don't think I was trained in fear.
Yeah.
But some people are.
Some people are
some
fearful
families are.
Of their children. They put that fear on them, and we must refuse it. We must absolutely keep
That's
that out
right.
of our lives.
That's right.
Fear is an expectation of the worst case scenario.
That's right. I like what you said there. Fear opens the door to destruction.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. And it's the expectation
mm.
of the worst thing that can happen. Faith is the expectation of the best case
That's
scenario.
Right.
And faith and fear are both magnets. They draw things to them. Fear is a magnet that draws trouble and destruction.
Yes, that's right.
And two scriptures I put here in Proverbs 29:25 in the mm-hmm. Amplified, the fear of man brings a snare.
Yeah.
So it's a magnet.
A trap.
It's a trap. It brings things into your life that you don't want. That Job scripture that we read a minute ago, Job 3:25 in the Hebrew, I feared a fear and it came upon me.
I feared a fear.
I feared a
Isn't
fear.
Isn't that a scripture?
And it came on me.
Where was that? What is that? I don't see it.
That's Job 3:25. That's
right
4b. Look at 4b. Job 3:25, I feared a fear and it came upon me.
I'm not going to fear a fear.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna faith
to faith.
That's right.
Faith to faith.
Glory to God.
Faith, on the other hand, is a magnet that draws protection and
good.
Deliverance. It draws the blessing to us.
That's right.
Everything good.
That's right.
Everything wonderful, everything of God, it draws it to us. In Proverbs 29:25, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe.
Good.
1 Peter 1:5 in the New Living Translation, and through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see.
Yes.
Notice it says, through your faith, God is protecting you.
That's
so
right.
It's through our faith that we walk in the full benefit of the protection that God has for you
Hallelujah.
And for me. Now, this next scripture we're looking at is a Psalm 34. Psalm 34, and I'll read it from the King James translation. You and I were talking about it a moment ago. It says, Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
Yes.
The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears.
My fears are gone.
Gone.
Delivered.
Yep.
So I don't have fear. They're gone.
I don't have fear either.
I've been delivered from fear.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
That's right. That's right. And I like what the Amplified translation of verse 4 says, I sought or I inquired of the Lord and required Him of necessity and on the authority of His Word. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I inquired of the Lord on the authority of His Word, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears.
That's right. Fear, here's something I had never said before.
Mm-mm.
Fear
Here
and
go.
Faith do not dwell together.
They don't dwell.
Faith casts fear out, and fear negates faith if you let it. You can be in a place of believing God, and you can hear something, read something in the paper, there's going to be a financial crash like we've never seen before or whatever, and it'll come on you if you're not careful. You'll be afraid of what's going to happen. Or a contagious epidemic coming around. People are getting flu seasons. There's 60,000 people with the flu in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And fear can, it'll open the door to fear if you let it. But if you say, I'll never have the flu, I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You know, you have to be, what's the word, George? You have to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take your authority.
Yes.
You have to stand your ground.
Stand
you can't
your ground
be a wimp and just take whatever the news says or people next door say or what's happening to this person or that person. You have to stand your ground or bad things will come on you. Bad things are out there. Flu's out there somewhere.
Yep.
Poverty's out there. Debt's out there. If you don't want to be in debt, quit borrowing money. That's easy.
Take your stand.
Take your stand. Say, I'm not borrowing money. Glory to God.
That's good, Gloria.
Hallelujah.
I think that's, you just said it right there in a nutshell, that faith and fear do not dwell together.
Mm-mm.
And faith will cast fear out of its presence.
That's right. Faith is
it will
more
dismiss,
powerful.
It will dismiss any kind of fear that's in your your life.
Praise God.
And we have to be doers of the word where this is concerned.
Let me give you an example.
Please.
George. You know, as a young mother, housewife, from the time, you know, Ken and I became a couple and we were married and, well, I wanted a home. I wanted a home. As most women do, that's the most important thing. Ken could live in the hangar, but I wanted a home. He liked those airplanes. He would want an airplane.
Yeah.
But he enjoys his home too. But so we found the word, we said we're going to do whatever the word says. And then we saw the word, stay out of debt.
There you go.
Keep out of debt.
Keep out of debt.
One translation says, how are you going to have a home and stay out of debt? I can tell you how to do it. You get on your faith and you don't be moved by anything else.
Yeah.
And so when it came time to build a home, you know, I'd worked on it for so many years. It was a big home. You know, the longer the longer I had to wait for this home, the more ideas I got. And now I find the scripture that says, stay out of debt. Am I going to crash? Am I going to burn, and burn?
No,
I going to get on the Word of God?
Yes.
And say, if that's what the Word says, that's what we'll do. And so that's what we did. We said, well, we'll just pay cash. Did I do it in a week or a month or a year? No, but did I do it?
You did it.
I did it.
You did it.
Jesus helped me do it.
Yeah.
And
so
we lived in our home that we built for our permanent home for, 10 or 15 years?
Right.
Probably 15 years now. And glory to God, we never have made a payment. We made one big payment.
Yes.
When
paid
we
for
built it. And it's just been awesome. Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All things are possible to him that believeth.
That's right.
You'd think that'd never be possible. all things are possible. The Lord will move things, fix things, change things, if you'll give Him faith to work with. Mm-hmm. Same thing is true in healing. You know, they say, well, there's no remedy, there's no medicine that you can take for this situation, and we give you 5 months to live. Well, phooey, I'm believing God,
amen.
I'm healed.
Amen.
I mean, there's no side effects to
right.
the heavens healing. There's no lack to the ability of heaven to heal you. So when we're in the supernatural, we're in the supernatural.
Wow.
Beyond the natural, beyond what natural thing is possible. Glory to God. You
wow.
might be believing God for your children, and they might just seem like they're getting worse. They're following after the devil. They're not doing what they were raised to do. What do? Do you quit? No, No, you stay mm-hmm. with it. You believe God. You thank God every day. So-and-so, my son,
right.
so-and-so
right.
is serving you, Lord. I break the power of the devil over him.
Praise
and I believe
God.
For his salvation and deliverance. Put laborers across
yes.
his path.
Yes.
Put laborers across
yes.
his path. First thing you know, he might fall in love with some lovely little Christian girl that will change everything.
Praise she God.
She can help God change everything. We don't know how it'll
yeah.
turn out, but
yeah.
we know it'll turn
but
out
we have,
if
but
we
the
have
key
faith.
Is faith. What you're mm-hmm. saying is
That's
the key
right.
is faith, and that we have to stay out of that
That's
place
right.
of fear.
And we're not
going to
move
fear,
off of it.
We're not going to. No.
We're not moving
no.
off our faith.
We have to, I call it this way, you have to adopt a zero tolerance
That's
policy
good.
For fear.
That's right.
None.
Excellent.
None.
Well said.
Whatsoever.
Yeah. I
God
like
has
it.
Declared in His Word, fear not.
Fear not.
110 times.
What is it you don't understand about that?
What is it you don't understand about fear not?
Fear
and He
not.
Said it over.
How many times?
110.
Okay.
Over 110 times.
Counted.
Over and over and over again. He says, again I say to you, fear not. Fear not. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not. And this is good, Gloria. This is
okay,
the Amplified translation.
Mm-hmm.
Fear not. There is nothing to fear. For I am with you.
Yeah.
Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes,
oh.
I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice.
Praise
and
God.
So what we have to make that determination is, I refuse to fear.
I
refuse it. I refuse it. Look at your second page there in the last couple of moments. We'll finish up with this. In 2 Timothy 1:7, you've got to shut the door to fear.
That's right.
Shut it.
No fear here.
And it says, that's right, no fear here. And it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us the spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear,
okay.
but He's given us the spirit of power and of love. And it goes on to talk about in the King James, and of a sound mind.
Let me throw this in, George.
Yeah, go ahead.
So from that scripture,
yeah.
if you have fear, you know it didn't come from God.
That's right.
And there's only two sources. That's the devil and, God.
And God. If you have fear, it didn't come
it
from
couldn't
God.
Come
couldn't
from
come from God.
Because God did not,
wow.
it just says in plain words, did not give us a spirit of fear.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's it. That He is not the source
I'm
of that.
I'm not taking it.
I'm not taking it either. And I am, we have to detox
mm-hmm.
the fear.
That's right.
Out of us, and it's the Word of God spoken and declared that, yeah, exactly. And it will clear out whatever fear that is in there. I like this in Psalm 27:3, though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not
fear.
Fear.
That's right.
Though war arise against me, even then, in this I will be confident.
Amen.
And so what we need to do is to get into that place where we shut the door on fear. And what I want to do right now is lead them in a declaration of faith.
There's
we're going
really,
to do this.
I'll just say this real quick. There's really yeah. not any other way to get out of fear but to get into faith.
That's exactly right. There's no way to get out of fear but to get into faith.
That's right.
Boy, you said it. We've got some good gloriisms on this one today. Are you ready to get rid of the fear in your life?
Yes, we'll help you.
You say this after me. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I've not been given. The spirit of fear.
The spirit of fear.
But of power and of love. And of a sound mind. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I refuse to fear. God has delivered me.
God has delivered
me.
Of all my fear.
I am free.
Free fear. Fear free.
That's it.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory to God. No fear here.
Now, Gloria, we have a feature, testimony that we want to show the folks. And this is from Chip Brim. Chip, of course, is the son of Billy Brim, one of her two sons. Mm-hmm. And we know Chip very well. His previous occupation has been a coach, and he's just taken that on over into the preaching of the gospel. The man is stout. He's really stout. And he has a testimony here that he shot on his phone right after a tornado hit his neighborhood. You've got to watch this man of God, fearless Chip Brim. We'll be right back.
Amen.
Hey, this is Chip Brim, and last night at 1:30 in Branson, we had a tornado come and took out a lot of Branson and downtown, and it came this way, and I just want to tell you this. I took my seat by faith at the right hand of the Father, and I'm telling you, it was a battle staying in that seat. We heard it like a train coming, and I said, not a sheet off my roof, nothing can damage us. And I'm just going to battle over this thing, but I'm keeping, thank God for the authority that we have, because we are in the last days. And just next to us, this house was blown apart, took the top roof and everything away, and then of course that house did a little bit of damage. But if you look back at our house, not one shingle is gone. Not a shingle, nothing. Didn't touch it. Now, you're thinking, well, the path of it went this way. But on the other side of my house, there's a tree that's what, Randy? It's huge. It's got to be 50, at least 50 years old. You can't put your arms around it. Totally taken up from the roots on the other side of my house. And then above us, there's a shopping center, and the whole roof's gone from one end to the other. But our house has not... one shingle gone, all for the glory of God, and it's time to take your seat every day. Know who you are in Christ. Thank God for that teaching from McMillan and Brother Hagin, and you need to apply it right now. Not wait until it, but every day.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.